Hello, everybody. Roger Pipe from Roger Views here. Welcome to another podcast. This is going to be another in our series about the XRCO Awards for 2019. We did one that announced the nominations. We did one that talked about the new categories. Just did one where I compared my nominations to the ones that actually made the list. That was kind of a fun one, so you can check that one out if you like. This is going to be similar to that. It's going to be specific to the Hall of Fame. Going to go over my five names and, of course, a little bit about the seven people who did get in the Hall of Fame. If you're listening to this, I love your feedback. Love to hear what you think. Roger@rogerviews.com is easy to get me. Also, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Click whatever feedback you like. And as usual, if you want to sponsor the podcast, just throw me an email. We'll put something together. Make it really inexpensive for you, for me to say how wonderful your website or your product or your podcast or your whatever is. I'm happy to do that. Usually do that on a yearly basis. So however many podcasts I do, you get that many cool shout outs, whatever we call those. Anyway, as always, when I do these things, nothing that I say about my five nominations takes anything away from the people that made it. They've all been, they will be inducted at the award show next month, and congratulations. They are awesome. It is a fantastic, fantastic honor. I'm coming up on 10 years since mine, so time flies. Anyway, the way it works, all of us are invited to nominate people for the Hall of Fame. We get five, a maximum of five. There's no number of people who go in this year. It was seven. Those seven are female performers Alana Evans, Phoenix Marie Brandy Love, male performers Ramon Nomar, J. Crew, and Steve Holmes, and journalist Art Koch. So that's the seven nominees. Of those seven, I have quite frequently put Alana Evans on my list. Less so since she got into AVN. I kind of thought that the momentum would be good enough. And again, like with the other ones, sometimes I leave some people off the list. I do apologize, but I've got five. I will get to my five. I think I can make a pretty good case for the five. Phoenix Marie is a very solid performer. Brandy Love, I honestly did not know she's been in the industry for 10 years. She's still kind of, to me, at the height of her performing arc, as is Angela White, who just went in the AVN Hall of Fame. I think probably should be on this list, even though, again, she's at her height. My feeling on the Hall of Fame with that is some will argue we don't put someone in when they're still performing. It's a little different, for example, than sports or rock and roll, where you have to have, been out. Well, sports, I guess. Rock and roll, you can still be performing. But in sports, you have to be out of the league usually for 5 years. Well, if we do that, a lot of times we're never going to see these performers again. So 10 years is sort of the thing. And if that's the cutoff, then I'm of the opinion that being a first ballot Hall of Famer, first year you're eligible going in, is really kind of a wonderful thing, kind of an honor. And in that way, I would have liked to have seen Angela White on this list in addition to my five. But like I said, the fact that Steve Holmes wasn't already on there is a little surprising to me. Ramon's been a great performer for a long time. J. Crew's done tons and tons and tons of work. So the male performers are solid. And of course, Art is a journalist that's been around a lot longer than I have. Big support of the XRCO, big part of it. So congratulations, Art. Congratulations, all of you, especially Alana. Been doing this a long time. And as I said, I was really pulling for her for a lot of, all the Hall of Fames. And I think she's got them all now. So congratulations, especially now with the great work you're doing. Speaking up for performers, really being an advocate and doing what needs to be done. So very cool there. Now, those seven, congratulations. My five are a little different. And these change from year to year. Some of these people I put on all the time. Some are just this year. Some have come back and gone off my ballot. Again, I do believe that first ballot Hall of Fame, first year eligible, is important. I did not put Angela White on the list because the consensus was she's still performing. I still think she should be in a first ballot because she's had, her last 4 years have been phenomenal. I mean, she's going to be in very soon, but she might have two or three more performers of the year under her belt before she gets there, which is just amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So my first ballot Hall of Famer that I think we missed was Asa Akira. And to me, this is absolutely ridiculous. Again, take nothing away from the three performers who are there. Nothing at all. They're totally deserving of being there. But Asa Akira had a 5-year run, maybe closer to a 7 or 8 year run, that was as good as anybody ever has been in this business. As a Gonzo performer, as a Star Showcase style Gonzo performer, as a contract girl, as an author, as a spokesperson for the industry, as an absolutely amazing performer, that we missed Asa Akira is a tragedy. It really is. It is absolutely ridiculous. It makes me embarrassed that we blew it that badly. And it, again, there are certain people who deserve first ballot Hall of Fame. She's one of them. Asa Akira is one of them. And we blew it. We absolutely blew it. So that one, I feel very, very strongly about, obviously. I just don't see how in the world she didn't show up on more ballots. You know, I'm sure a lot of my fellow XRCO members, if they listen to this, will go, yeah, but you forgot this or that. You're probably right. I probably did forget some people, but there is no way to me we could have forgotten Asa Akira. That's ridiculous. There, not kind of a long pause there, just for effect. My other four, Robbie D as a director. Didn't see a director go in this time. Starting with Vivid, kind of kicking off their Vivid Raw stuff, giving them a different feel. Then going to Digital Playground and being the guy behind so many of the movies during the Tara Patrick era, the Jesse Jane era, the Shea Jordan era, the Caden Cross era. You know, all of that great Digital Playground stuff, Robbie was behind it. And then the handheld stuff. There was excellent, high-quality Gonzo. I do not know why there's so little love for Robbie D. He's an outstanding director. He's a great interview. If anybody's ever interviewed him, he's funny. He's honest. And he's still doing work. It's not as noticeable now, but he is doing really good work. And he's still out there. And I think it's time that he goes into the Hall of Fame. I do not understand why he's not there. And again, why he doesn't show up on more ballots. My third pick is one that is on my ballot a lot, and that's Mika Tan. It's a bit more of a long shot, I know, but I think similar to those who put Phoenix Marie in the Hall of Fame, you know, a solid performer, really good looking, does everything, or did, she's now retired, started, matured, did fetish stuff, has done femdom stuff, did things at a heavier weight after an injury, some borderline BBW stuff. So she's really done a little bit of everything. She, a decent actress when she was given the chance, totally sexy, crazy hot sex scenes. When she was active on Twitter, a great follow, very smart, very funny, a great spokesperson for the industry. And honestly, and I know that maybe this shouldn't factor in too much, but a super nice person. I mean, just a genuinely good person. And there's not enough people like that in the industry. And honestly, I don't know if Mika listens to anything anymore, but I cannot say enough good things about her as a performer and as a person. So I think she needs to be in the Hall of Fame at some point very soon. A personal favorite that I always put on is Bridget Monroe. And I think Bridget's a long shot, but I don't think she should be. Way back when she started, she did the Andrew Blake type stuff, where she wasn't ever the star. That was, you know, Tori Wells or Ashlyn Gere, but she was one of the absolutely stunning, beautiful women who were part of those productions. And then she went away for a little while. I mean, she did some stuff, some of the Christy Canyon movies. She popped up as a really cute performer, went away for a little while, came back with a tattoo and breast implants, and really was one of the first comeback MILFs in the industry. Changed her name, went as Hunter Scott, did nastier stuff, and really kind of helped open the door for performers that have been doing that for a long time. And I think she kind of got forgotten. She's not particularly active on social media. I haven't spoken to her probably in close to 10 years, which is too bad. Because, again, a really good interview, has some great stories about the old times, and a really nice person. And wherever she is, I hope she's doing great. And I'd like to see her get in the Hall of Fame at some point, someday soon. And the last one is Vanity, trans performer. This year, obviously, the XRCO has added Trans Performer of the Year as a category. And I think it's the perfect time then to induct the first trans performer into the Hall of Fame. And I think Vanity is the obvious choice. I started in this business when there was very little trans porn, and it was AVN was split between straight and gay, and it was strictly on the gay side. And it was Joey Silvera and Evil Angel that really sort of pushed to break down that door and have it cross over. And Vanity really was the first performer that mainstream porn audiences saw. And that kind of contribution, and it wasn't just that. I mean, there was a long career there as well. But that sort of groundbreaking crossover, I think, was really, really important. And I think we sort of missed an opportunity to add something right to our rollout of the Trans Performer of the Year, which, if you listen to the other podcast, you'll know that I'm glad that we have it. I think we rolled it out wrong. I think we're kind of doing it wrong, but at least we're doing it. So I can get behind that. Could have gotten behind it even more if we had done this the right way. So those are my five. And again, we blew it on Asa Akira. We blow it every year with Robbie D. I think Mika Tan and Bridget Monroe are dark horses. And then I think Vanity needs to go in maybe next year. But other people that we missed India Summer. And look, I love Brandy Love. She's awesome. Fantastic. But India Summer's been doing it for just as long. And honestly, again, kind of tough to ignore that she should have been first ballot whenever she was ready. As a MILF performer, at least one, I want to say 2 years on the IAFD.com sort of year-end stats, she was the most active performer as a MILF performer. The most active performer for 1 or 2 years. That doesn't get done unless you are outstanding. And India Summer is outstanding. She's a great actress, amazing in sex scenes, a beautiful woman. And I think we missed that. We also missed Misty Stone. I cannot for the life of me figure out why my fellow voters did not put Misty Stone in. Again, I only had five, and all due respect to India and to Misty, I went with these five. All due respect to lots of people, including some of the ones who got in, especially Alana. It bothers me that India and Misty and Asa did not get in. Now, there is a proposal I put forth to the XRC. I'll put it out in case any of my fellow voters are actually listening. I would like to see us do it a little more like the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. As it is right now, we're sort of on our own to come up with who should go in. What I would like to do is to see a ballot sent out at the time that nominations are asked for. And on that ballot will be all of the prominent performers whose start date was 10 years previous. We can get that from IAFD.com. In addition to those prominent performers and maybe award-winning movies, because there's no movies that got put on here, and you know, quite often there is, and there probably should be. And directors, people like that, first-timers should be on that list, as well as anybody who showed up on anybody's ballot maybe for the last 3 years, just as suggestions, plus suggestions we take throughout the year from our members, so that there is a fairly long ballot. And then I believe that all of us should be given 10 votes. And we, just like the Baseball Hall of Fame, you mark your 10. And if someone shows up on, let's say we start at 60%, you got to get 60% of the ballots to make it. Now, you can make it higher, I suppose. You can make it lower. But let's say we start at 60 and see what happens. If we get 3 or 4 in every year, that's great. If we get 50 in, that's a problem. I don't think that would actually work mathematically, but you get the point. If we get none or one in, that could be a problem. But at that point, then we can go to sort of the older style. But I think it also, it gives us a list so we can't overlook. Because honestly, I think if you gave people a list that said Asa Akira was eligible, I don't think anybody would leave her off the list. I honestly don't. I think the three women who are on probably had a really, really excellent shot of making it too. But I definitely think Asa would have made it. And I think India would have made it. I think Angela White would have made it. If we just put those people on that list, and if we do that, it also allows us to have discussion. We've got 10 votes. I would not be opposed to, you know, a little bit of bargaining. You know, I make my case to some of my fellow voters for Mika Tan, for example, and they make their case for somebody else. And, you know, maybe we trade votes a little bit. And I don't know how people feel about that. I would actually be okay with that because we'd be talking about it and we'd be discussing people's career merits and really acknowledging and awarding the people who have done great things. The Hall of Fame is excellent. It's an amazing honor. Like I said, I'm looking forward to going this year and seeing Alana get put in. I don't remember if I've done Hall of Fame podcasts in the past. I want to say that I have, and I've mentioned her several times. So that's going to be really cool. Every time I go and I see people on that stage, I remember what it was like to be inducted and to feel appreciated by your peers. It's a big honor, and I think we should get it right, and I think we can do it a little better if we get more participation and we get more debate. We don't have to argue. We don't have to make it ugly. This person doesn't deserve to be in. Screw that. You know, just make it positive, right? I can make a good case for the five people that I nominated. Somebody else is going to make a better case for their five. I'm good with that. That's what I'd like to see. So again, congratulations, Alana and Phoenix and Brandy and Ramon and Steve and Art and Jay. Did it without looking at notes at this time of the morning after this many vodka and Red Bulls. By the way, if this is my last podcast, you'll know why. Thank you, Scott Nails, by the way, for introducing me to Red Bull and vodka years ago in Vegas as the sort of perfect all-nighter thing for those of us who do not do drugs. I think that's about it, guys. Great. You know, it's a good class. I wish we had Asa and maybe Misty and India up at the top along with Alana and the others. I think it just would have made for just a killer class. It's still going to be great. And I will continue to fight for the five people that I listed, as well as some others. The new ones will come up next year. So that's it. I am Roger Pipe from rogerviews.com. You can click the button below and leave me feedback. You can email me at roger@rogerviews.com. You can tweet me. You can contact me however you'd like. Leave comments. Just again, please, look, list who you'd like to see in the Hall of Fame, but we're not going to diss anybody who got in. They all deserve it, and they all get their moment, and I really sincerely congratulate them. They deserved it. So that is all. I'm probably going to try one more of these podcasts. I'm going to try probably three more of these Red Bull and vodka things. That's it. Be good to each other and just be fucking nice, would you?